while there's been so much talk about Brexit, it's nearly always from the economic end and whatever, and we feel that the healthcare needs of the people of Donegal haven't been talked, and they're not been on anybody's agenda because we've been raising it for a considerable time. And I suppose when we look at that, we have to focus in on the cross-border radiotherapy service at Altnagalvin Hospital, where up to just last week, 59 patients from Donegal have received their radiotherapy there in the last year. And that needs to be protected because we have to remember that the Irish government put an initial investment of approximately $19 million into the two linear unit, and there's also a service agreement in place to treat approximately 348 patients. There's also going to be the serious thing around ambulances taking patients into Altnagalvin. We go back to the thing, are they able to do that? Is there going to be delays? We have the serious issues of, can we post-Brexit share important patient information? Can that be done? And also, if we look at the cardiology service that was set up last year, where if it's suspected that a patient in Donegal has a heart attack, that the ambulance can take them into Altnagalvin, will we still be able to continue that?
And indeed, when these cross-border services came to fruition, they were hugely welcomed in Donegal because there was so much pressure on the health service here. And now with the border issue being in limbo, questions need to be answered.
Questions need to be answered, Michaela. And we also have the situation where, and we as part of DACC fought very hard for a second breast surgeon to Letterkenny Hospital. While we wanted a permanent one, that's only a locum position for a year. But part of the remit of that second breast surgeon is to work with the breast services in Altnagalvin Hospital. There's a lot of issues that need to be put on the table that need to be addressed.